This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. military officials at the Pentagon said American and British forces carried out a fresh round of strikes on Monday in Yemen, targeting a Houthi underground storage site, as well as missile and surveillance capabilities used by the Iran-aligned group against Red Sea shipping. The Yemen-based Houthis have said their attacks are in solidarity with Palestinians as Israel strikes Gaza. The Houthi attacks have disrupted global shipping and have deepened concern that fallout from the Israel-Hamas war could destabilize the U.S., or could destabilize the Middle East, rather. U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria have withstood a steady drumbeat of attacks over the past 3 months from Iran-backed militias using rockets and drones in support of Palestinians in Gaza. VOA's national security correspondent Jeff Selden reports from the Pentagon.
Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says the U.S. has been clear with Iran.
We continue to message both publicly and privately that we don't seek a wider war.
The U.S. has launched strikes against Houthi targets over the past 2 weeks, and a U.S. strike in the heart of Baghdad killed an Iran-backed militia leader earlier this month.
It is really up to the Houthis, to these IRGC-backed militias, to stop their attacks on our forces, on commercial shipping, on innocent mariners that are transiting the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden.
Jeff Selden, VOA News, the Pentagon.
The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. The leaders of Poland and Ukraine pledged on Monday to tackle a thorny political dispute that had hampered their critical wartime alliance and boost defense cooperation as Russia's invasion grinds toward its third year. This is VOA News.